Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed.
赞美主，基督复活了，基督的确复活了。
This morning I would like to consider how Christ is our representative before God.
今天早上我想跟大家一起来思想神基督是怎么样是我们在神面前的代表。
In Romans chapter 3 verses 21 to 26, Paul begins with a topic of the righteousness of God, or in other words, the covenant faithfulness of God.
在罗马书三章二十一到二十六节，一开始保罗就以神的义，就是神立约般的信实开始。
This theme is central in Romans.
这一主题贯穿了罗马书，是罗马书的中心主题。
In Romans chapter 1:16 to 17, Paul writes,
罗马书一章十六到十七节，保罗写道
For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for the gospel is the power of God for the purpose of salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, Gentiles. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is properly revealed, originating from God's faithfulnessfor the purpose of bringing out human faithfulness. Just as it is written, the righteous will live by faithfulness.
罗马书一章十六到十七节这么写道，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，一人必因信得生。
This last quotation is taken from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 4.
最后一句经文，一人必因信得生，引自哈巴谷书第二章第四节。
Habakkuk asked the question, whether God is faithful to his promises.
哈巴谷问的问题是，神是不是信实的？
The Babylonians are conquering the Jewish people.And Habakkuk is asking what many people are asking, where is God? He promised to help us. Why is this happening to us?
巴比伦人征服了犹太人，所以很多的犹太人就在问，是神是不是是现实的，神是不是可靠的，为什么这样的事情发生在我们这信神的犹太人的身上。
Then Habakkuk chapter 2 verses 2 to 4 he writes,
哈巴谷书一章二章第四节二章第二到第四节这么写道
Yahweh answered me, write down this vision, record it legibly, so that even a person who is running may read it easily. For the vision is a witness to what is decreed. It gives reliable testimony about how matters will turn out. Even if the vision seems slowWait patiently, for it will certainly happen. It will not arrive late. Look, the person who desires the non-righteous will faint from exhaustion, but the righteous person will live because of his faithfulness.
在这里主对他这么说，他对我说，像这末世明明的写在板上，使读的人容易读，因为这末世有一定的日期，快要应验，并不虚缓。虽然迟延，还要等候，因为必然临到，不再迟延。加勒底人自高自大，心不正直，唯一人因信得生。
Although the Hebrew reads, the righteous person will live because of his faithfulness, the Greek translation reads, the righteous person will live because of mine, which is God's faithfulness.
尽管希伯来书里头写到说一人必因他的信得生，在希腊原文里头译成一人必因我的义，就是神的义得生。
This is why I have translated Romans 1:17 as For in the gospel the righteousness of God revealed originating from God's faithfulness for the purpose of bringing out human faithfulness.
这就是为什么罗马书一章十七节是不是把它翻成因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义源自于神的信实，为的是带出人的信实。
The question Habakkuk raises is, will God, will Yahweh keep the promises he made in the covenant?
哈巴谷的问题是，耶和华神会信守他在诸约中所许的承诺吗？
Is he righteous or dependable?
耶和华是公义的，是可靠的吗？
Paul's answer in Romans chapter 3 verses 23-26 is yes.
保罗在罗马书三章23-26节的回答是肯定的。
But he clarified his statement by pointing out that God's righteousness has been visibly presented without the law of Moses, even though the law of Moses and the prophets bore witness to this happening.
但保罗也指出，神的义在摩西律法以前就已显明出来，况且摩西的律法和先知们都可以见证这事 的发生。
Whenever Paul speaks about the law, he is always referring to the law of Moses.Not some legalism.
保罗每次提到律法的时候，他总是指的是摩西的律法，而不是其他的法律。
Paul explains in Romans chapter 3, verse 25, that God has publicly presented Jesus.
保罗在罗马书三章二十五节解释到，神公开的设立耶稣做挽回祭。
He writes, whom God has displayed as a mercy.By means of Jesus' faithfulness, by means of Jesus' death or his blood.
神公开设立耶稣做挽回祭，圣座是借着耶稣的信，是凭着耶稣的血。
In this passage, Paul puts together mercy seat and by means of faithfulness and by means of his blood.
保罗在这里把圣座借着信，凭着耶稣的血放在一起。
Since these three terms are so closely linked together, we cannot separate faith and faithfulness out and translate it as to be received by faith.
因为这三个说法是非常紧密的连在一起，我们就不能把信心、信实分割开来，翻译成凭着信心来接受。
There is also a problem with our modern conception of faith or belief.
而且现代人对信心信念的理解也有问题。
Today we think, tend to think of faith or belief as emotion, but this is not the Bible's idea.
今天我们倾向于认为说信心只是一种情感，但这不是圣经里面的观点。
For example, if I were to say, I believe that someday science will cure all forms of cancer, I'm just expressing a hope or a wish. There is no intellectual synergy.
打个比方说，如果我说我相信有一天科学技术会治愈一切的癌症，我只是表明我的一个愿望或者希望啊，但是这缺乏理论上的一个必然性。
However, when I say I know that the Earth moves around the Sun, I'm expressing intellectual certainty.
如果当我说我知道地球是绕着太阳转的时候，我是表明这是的的确确是理论上的是必然的。
Chapter 4, verse 1, Moses tells Yahweh, Look, they will not believe me, and the Hebrews blow, I me, or listen to my voice.
在出埃及记第四章第一节，摩西告诉耶和华说，他们必不信我，也不听我的话。
In the form I mean, there's a certain correlation with the noun amen, which means to be absolutely certain of the truth of a statement.
和 Amin 相对的这个名词是 Amen 阿门，指的是一个陈述，是一个这个陈述是确切无疑的事实。
In the Old Testament, Amen means that something is absolutely certain or absolutely solid as a rock or true.
在旧约里，阿门指的是毫无疑问或的的确确、确凿无疑的事实。
Jeremiah chapter 28 verse 6.The prophet Jeremiah said, Amen. May Yahweh do so. May Yahweh make the words you have prophesied come true.
耶利米书二十八章第六节写道，阿门，愿耶和华如此行，愿耶和华成就你所预言的话。
The Greek translation translates Jeremiah's Amen by the Greek word aletheos, which means truth.
希腊文将耶利米的阿门译成希腊文里的 Alestas， 指的是的的确确的事实。
Biblical faith or belief is absolute intellectual certainty that something is true. It is a form of knowledge.
圣经里的信心指的是理性上的确无疑的事实，也就是是一种知识。
In the Bible, the heart is the center of intellect.
在圣经里头，心是一切理性的中心。
Emotions such as love, hate, compassion, mercy, pity, courage, fear, joy, and sorrow are found in the entrails or bowels, which includes the stomach, the intestines, the heart, the liver, the lungs of animals or human beings, and by extension, the womb of a mother.
感性的，也就是说，比如说爱、恨、同情心、怜悯、可怜、勇敢、害怕、快乐、哀伤，都是在肠道的，它们包括人和动物的胃肠道、心、肝、肺以及孕妇的子宫。
Romans chapter 5 verses 12 to 21 has a very important passage in the history of Christian thought.
罗马书五章十二到二十一节曾是一段非常非常重要的话，对基督教的这样的一个思潮的这个历史长河来看。
Romans chapter 5 verses 12 to 14 reads, Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one human being, and death through sin, and in that way death spread to all human beings, because all human beings sinned. Indeed, sin was in the world before the law.But sin is not counted where there is no law. But death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over the people who did not sin by breaking a command, as Adam had done. Adam was the prototype of the one who would come.
罗马书五章十二到十四节这么写，这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人。因为众人都犯了罪，没有律法之心，罪已经在世上，但没有律法，罪也不算罪。然而从亚当到摩西，死就做了王，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的，也在他的权下。亚当乃是那以后要来之人的预象。
From this passage, Augustine developed the idea of original sin, which holds that sin is transmitted.From one generation to another through males. It is as if a male had a sin gene.
从这段话里头，奥古斯丁推论出原罪的观点。这观点认为罪是从通过男性一代一代的往下传，就好像男人们里面有一个罪的基因一样。
I have even heard members of our church say that Jesus was not a descendant of Adam.
我曾也听到过教会里的一个姐妹曾说过，说耶稣不是亚当的后裔这样的说法。
She was referring to the fact that Jesus was born of a virgin.
他们指的是耶稣是童女所生的这样一个事实。
But this is not an idea that comes from the Bible.
但耶稣不是亚当的后裔这样的一个观点，不是圣经的一个观点。
Romans chapter 1 verse 3, Paul states that Jesus was descended from David, and David was certainly a descendant of Adam.
罗马书一章三节，保罗说，耶稣是大卫的苗裔，大卫当然是亚当的后裔。
To understand how Augustine developed this idea of original sin, we have to understand the pagan philosophy that influenced Augustine, Manichaeism and Neoplatonism.
为帮助我们理解奥古斯丁是怎样得出原罪的观点，我们需要知道异教的哲学思想摩尼主义和新柏拉图主义是怎么样的影响到奥古斯丁的。
The Manichaeans taught that all matter is inherently evil.
摩尼教的人认为一切的事物都有罪。
They believed that men were originally fallen spirits without bodies.
他们认为人当初是堕落的灵，只是没有身体。
God created the world to discipline and to purify fallen spirits who became human.
神当初创立世界是为了管教、洁净这些那些堕落的灵性，他们后来成为了人。
These fallen spirits in human form can become angels by doing good deeds and passing through seven levels of heaven.
这些堕落的人以人的形态存在的灵可以成为天使，通过借着行善便通过七层天。
The Neoplatonists believed in the pre-existence of souls and that the whole world was illusionary.
新柏拉图主义相信灵魂早已存在，世界是虚幻的。
What is needed is special knowledge, enlightenment to free the pre-existence soul from their human body.
要把人体里面存在的灵释放出来，就需要特殊的知识。
Augustine believed that human nature is basically evil, and that freedom is an illusion.
奥古斯丁相信人的本性是罪恶的，自由是虚幻的错觉。
He also believed that sexual union was inherently sinful.
他也相信性交的灵和本质上也是罪。
He taughtThat Paul permitted marital intercourse, even though it was sinful.
奥古斯丁教导人说，保罗允许婚姻里的性交，尽管性本身是罪。
Augustine believed in purgatory, a place where human souls go if they're not good enough to go to heaven and not bad enough to go to hell.
奥古斯丁相信炼狱，炼狱是一个人死后灵魂的去处。如果那些人他没有好到能够去天堂，但也没有坏到该去地狱。
There were several levels of purgatory for human souls to go through.
我要进入天堂，人的灵魂需要经过几个层次的炼狱。
Before they can go into heaven.
在他们进入天堂以前。
He also believed that masses and prayers for the dead can help human souls in purgatory to go to heaven faster.
奥古斯丁还认为为死人的弥撒所做的弥撒和祷告可以帮助人的灵魂更快地从炼狱进入天堂。
He also had a mania for miracles and believed that any human who performed miracles can earn extra credits which can be used to help other human souls travel to heaven quicker.
奥古斯丁还相信 很着迷神迹，并且相信任何行神迹的人可以得到额外的奖励，可以帮助人的灵魂更快地到天堂。
He believed that Christ's death was a payment owed to the devil.
他相信基督的死是偿付了所欠魔鬼撒旦的。
Then, of course, he came up with the idea of original sin, which the Roman Catholic Church has made into a dogma, a doctrine which must be believed.
因此奥古斯丁演绎出原罪的观点，那这一观点在第五世纪时期罗马天主教把这一观点转变成他们的一个信条，就是所有的人都必须要相信的。
The Roman Catholics teach that Mary was a sinless virgin because her mother Anne was also a virgin when she conceived Mary, and this is the dogma of the Immaculate Conception.
罗马天主教还宣称玛利亚是个无罪的童贞女，因为她的妈妈 Anne 也是童女怀孕 生下了玛利亚，这就是圣母无原罪的信条。
However, it's very difficult to see difference between virgin birth and immaculate conception. Both ideas teach us that the mother was a virgin when she conceived the child.
然而人们很难看出童女生子和圣母无原罪之间的差别，因为两者都是教导母亲怀孕时是童贞女。
The Roman Catholic Church's answer is that Mary remained a virgin all her life.
罗马天主教的结论是认为是玛利亚终身都是个处女。
They believe that the Bible's mention of Jesus' brothers and sisters are referring to cousins.
他们相信圣经提到耶稣的兄弟姐妹指的是表兄弟表姐妹。
The Eastern Orthodox Church believed that they were Jesus' half brothers and half sisters.
东正教的教会相信耶稣的兄弟姐妹是耶稣同母异父的兄弟姐妹。
of the Roman Catholic Church, in order for the Roman Church's dogma to be consistent, Mary must have been descended from a long line of virgins, going all the way back to Eve.
如果罗马天主教所信的圣母无原罪的信条如果要前后一致的话，那么玛利亚必须原自是童贞女，并且这样的童贞女要一直童贞女怀孕要一直追溯到夏娃。
When we study Romans 5, it is difficult to really see how Augustine developed the idea of original sin.
当我们在学习罗马书第五章的时候，的确是很难理解为什么奥古斯丁是怎么样得出原罪的这样一个观点的。
Romans chapter 5 verse 12 reads, Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one human being, and death through sin, and in that way death spread to all human beings, because all human beings sinned.
罗马书五章十二节写道，这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Here Paul speaks about one human being.
这里保罗指的是一个特定的人。
Augustine understood this as being one man, which is Adam.
奥古斯丁也知道这个人指的是亚当。
But Paul clearly uses the Greek word anthropos, which means human being, not male.
但保罗在这里所用的希腊字是 anthropos, 指的是一个人，不是一个男人。
So Augustine misread Romans 5:12 because he thought man means male.
所以奥古斯丁可能对这五章十二节有误解，因为他觉得是 man 指的是男人。
Anthropology is defined as the study of man, but everyone knows that man means human being.
人类学是研究人的一个学科。但是任何人都知道 man 这个词可以指的是整个人类。
Also Paul writes, because all men sin, it is very difficult to see how the because can mean that all males inherited Adam's sin.
保罗写道，因为世人都犯了罪，当然我们很难明白因此指的是所有的男人都遗传了亚当的罪。
The meaning is more that the sin of Adam and Eve opened the door to allow sin to sneak in. Paul writes in 5:20, The law of Moses came in alongside so that the transgression may increase.
这里不只是指亚当和夏娃的罪，给罪进入世界开了扇门。保罗在五章二十节提到摩西的律法的引入，叫过犯越发显多。
Perhaps this story might help illustrate the Paul meant in Romans 5.
或许下面的故事可以帮助我们理解保罗在罗马书五章中真正所指的是什么。
The sculptor was pleased with his work. It was a fine statue, and it looked good in the town square. The subject had lived in a little seaport town all his life, and had become well known through organizing the Coast Guard service.
雕塑家对自己所雕刻的塑像非常的满意，这个精美的塑像就放在小城市的这个市中心的广场很合适。所雕刻的像的人是原先一直住在这个小海港城市，后来成为一个大家都熟知的人，因为他组建了海岸警卫队。
This had turned to fame when at great risk to his own life, he had rescued virtually single-handed.A boatload of people caught off the rocks in a winter storm.
他因为这个出了名，因为他有一次冒着自己的生命的危险，几乎是孤身一人的拯救了，因为冬天的这个暴风雪，被措手不及的困在礁石上的一整船的人。
The town was grateful and commissioned a statue of him from the sculptor.
市里的居民都对他非常感恩，也为他这个做了专门的一个雕像。
But it wasn't long before trouble arrived.
但是很快不久以后麻烦就接踵而至。
The next summer, a gang noisy youth came
接下来那个夏天，有一群喧闹的年轻人到市里来，来找乐子。
They rampaged up and down the little main street. They broke a couple of windows and shouted rude words at passersby. And when they got to the statue, they decided to have some real fun.
这些年轻人在街道里头，是在乱闹，在发怒。然后呢，他们打破了一些玻璃，他们呢也对过路的人，骂粗鲁的话。然后当他们来到这个雕塑前面的时候，他们决定，有一些真实的有趣的做，要对他做真实的有趣的事。
First they put some red paint on it, then they threw stones at it, then they took turns to run, jump, and kick it with both feet in the air. After a few minutes of this, the statue which had not been made to withstand such treatment.Snapped off its base and crashed into the road, smashing into pieces. The youth fled, still laughing.
他们一开始往这个雕像上泼红油漆，然后呢，他们对他扔石头，最后呢，他们轮流着在这个雕像上使劲的又踢又踩又跳，然后过了一会呢，这个雕像呢就开始因为。就开始从底部开始折断，因为这个雕像本所造的时候就没有能够承受这样的虐待，然后这个雕像就倒在路上，摔成了碎片。
The town council plotted their response and called in the sculptor. They were determined not to be beaten. They wanted the statue remained exactly as it had been. The sculptor.Had a better idea. He would remake it all right, but with much tougher material. It would also look better. He wasn't just going to put things back as they had been. He saw what had happened as an opportunity for him to do something really spectacular.
年轻人笑着离开了，然后呢 ，Town Council 居民的委员会呢开始思想该怎么样的来。回答回复，那他们就把这个雕刻家找回来，他们决定就是说不愿意被这个事情所击倒，所以呢他们想要在原来的地方放回一模一样的这样的一个雕像，但是这个雕刻家有一个更好的主意，他要重塑一个雕像，但是这一次呢所用的这个材料会是更惊艳的材料。
The story could go on. I would like to think that youth themselves getting in trouble in a boat, being rescued by the coast guard and coming to their senses.
那的确，雕塑家就雕了一个用更坚固的材料雕了一个，然后就放回去了。那这个故事可以是继续下去，但是牧师希望能够看到的是说，这些年轻人有在后来能够在船上遇到了困难，然后呢这个海洋警卫队的这个人把他们救起，所以年轻人就开始发现了恢复了理智。
But we have gone far enough for the main pointing words, which otherwise we would not spot in the middle of Paul's dense and difficult writing.
故事讲了这么多，但我们已经能够足够理解我们在这里所要讲的观点，否则的话我们或许没有办法来发现保罗在这段又多又难理解的这个论述里面他的主要的观点是什么。
The main point is that what God has done in the one man Christ Jesus is far far more important than simply putting the human race back to where it was before the arrival of sin.
在这里的主要观点是神在耶稣基督里这一个人所做的远超过只是将人类重新恢复到最亲路以前的状态。
The statue has been remade, and it's far more splendid than before.
雕像被重建了，并且远超过原先那个的壮，比那个原来的雕像壮观了好多。
It isn't a case of what they knocked down, God will put back up.
这不只是个他们所拆毁的，神将他们恢复原状。
Nor is it a case of what they did wickedly. God will do graciously.
这也不只是他们所行的是邪恶的，而神所做的是恩慈的。
God has done far, far more.
神所做的远不止如此。
That is the point underlying verses 15, 16, and 17.
这是罗马书五章十五到十七节下面所要阐述的观点。
The reason Paul gets into this position is that at last he is stemming back from the argument.So far, and summing up where he has got to.
保罗所持这一观点，是因为他总结了他所做的记录，并做了个总结，然后他要把他接下来所要说的来进一步的说明。
This means telling the story of Adam and Christ.
这意味着告诉亚当和基督的故事。
The point of the covenant with Abraham was to undo the primal sin of humankind.The basic idolatry which led to the dissolution and the decay of genuine humanness resulting in death itself.
跟亚伯拉罕立约的目的是为了废弃人类的最主要的罪，因着他们偶像崇拜，将能带领纯正的人进入衰败，以至于死亡本身。
Now Paul has shown that the promises to Abraham are fulfilled and in and through Christ.And he has glanced ahead to see how this works out in terms of future hope.
保罗已说明神对着亚伯拉罕应许已经借着耶稣基督，并在耶稣基督里成就了。保罗已远远的看到将这在将来的在盼望里面看到这样如何这样要被实现。
He is then in the position to sketch the big picture, which now emerges, the picture from which.He will then develop his account of God's renewed people in chapters 6 and 8.
然后他可以开始描绘出一个更大的愿景，现在这个愿景刚刚的开始浮现，就是在第六节第六章罗马书第六章和第八章里他所记述的神所恢复的更新的人类。
The sketch is the operative word.
但描述是一个动作性的词语。
More than anywhere else in his writing, Paul allows his mind to go at such a pace that he seems only to write one word for every four or five he really needs if he's going to make himself clear.
在这里，保罗的心中想要讲的是，主要讲的是一件事情。可是有四件或者五件事情，他需要来说明，为的是能够把这一件事情来讲清楚。
We stumble along behind him.Trying to make sense of it, and gradually the following picture emerges.
我们勉强地跟在后面，尽力地努力地想要理解保罗想要说的是什么，并且我们慢慢地才能够得以知道。
He begins in verse 12 as though he's going to outline a balanced picture.
在第十二节一开头，保罗好像是要开始描绘出一个平衡的一个图画。
As by one man sin entered the world, so by one man God dealt with sin.
这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的。因此，神也借着一个人来对付罪。
Because he realizes that there are two different things that need to be said first before he can set out this direct balance.
但保罗在这次中途却停了下来，因为保罗意识到他需要先讲两件事情，在他开始讲述这一直接的这样一个平衡的时候。
The first of these extra things occupy verses 13 and 14, and the second is the theme of verses 15, 16, and 17.
第一件事他需要先说明的在第十三、十四节，第二件事是在十五、十六、十七节。
Verse 13 and 14 explain a puzzle that might otherwise get in the way.
第十三、十四节解释了一个本来很容易困扰我们的难题。
A long time passed between Adam and Moses.
从亚当到摩西经历了很长的时间。
Adam was given a direct command.And he broke it.
亚当从神接受了一个直接的命令，但他违反了。
God gave Israel a set of direct commands through Moses, and they broke them.
神借着摩西也给了以色列人很多直接的命令，但他们也都违反了。
But in between the two, in this broad brush account of early history, human beings went on sinning and dying, even though there was no law to keep track what they did.
但在这两者之间所概率计数的早期的人类历史中，人类一直在犯罪死亡，尽管没有律法来记录他们所犯的一切的罪。
The place and the role of the law of Moses within the overall rule of sin is very important to Paul, as we shall see in Romans 7 in particular. So it is vital for him that he clear up any potential misunderstanding in this area at the outset.
对保罗而言，摩西律法所处的位置和所起的作用在罪的辖制里面是非常重要的，正如我们在罗马书中第七章里头所看到的。因此一开始保罗就需要清楚一些可能的误解。
Verses 15, 16, 17 As we saw, then insists that making humankind righteous is a far, far greater thingThan simply a reversal of Adam's sin and its result.
第十五到十七节想让我们看见使人类称义远超乎只是让人恢复到从亚当的罪和罪的后果里面恢复过来的一个状态。
The transgression and the gift are not equal and opposite.
犯罪和恩赐这两个不只是并列的相反。
Death is purely negative.
是完全的消极的。
God's gift of life cannot simply be compared with it, as though death and new life were simply equal and opposite.
神的礼物，这个新的生命，不是死可以相比拟的。尽管死亡和新的生命是相反的一个并列的。
The negative verdict, the condemnation, which followed the original transgression, was the directresult of what had been done. But God had taken initiative in a situation where there was nothing but sin to be seen, coming to the place where humankind was in ruins in order to make of these human creatures something far better than they had been in the first place.
定罪和刑罚是紧接着犯罪而来，是因着所做所行直接的后果，在所看见的全是罪里，人类处于一片废墟之中的情形里面，但神已经开始介入这一个状态，为的是将人类带到远超过当初他们所最初所处的地位。
Verse 17 takes this contrast to scale to a greater length.
第十七节把这个对比放大到更广。
The result of sin was the reign of death.
罪的后果是死做了王。
Death, the ultimate in corruption and dissolution, rules at present over the whole world and everything in it.
死亡这一终极的毁坏和消亡就辖制着现在的世界和在世界上一切的事情。
But whereas we might have expected the other half of contrasting pair to be the reign of life, Paul goes one step further.What we now await is the reign of those who receive God's covenant, gift of covenant membership, of the status of being made righteous.
但我们能指望与死亡相对的另一半，生命做了王，从哪里来呢？保罗进一步写道，我们现在等候的是另一种掌权，对那些领受了神所赐的约，所赐的成为义的这样一些状态的人来讲。
Paul does not often speak of the coming reign of those who belong to Christ. This is a theme that we do come across in other early Christian texts, such as Revelation chapter 20, verse 46 and verse 22, verse 5.
保罗不是经常谈到将来那属乎耶稣基督的人要掌权这样的一个主题，尽管这个主题在早期基督徒的著作中，尤其是在启示录第二十章第四节、第六节。启示录第二十二章第五节中也有提到。
But here, for instance, in 1 Corinthians 6:2, it is quite clear.
但在这里头和在哥林多前书第六章第二节里头一样清楚地提到这个掌权这样一个主题。
The kingdom or the reign of God, that is God's sovereign and saving rule of the world, is presently exercised through the risen Lord Christ Jesus. But it will be exercised in the future, so it seems, more through the fully redeemed human beings, those marked out in the present.By God's gift of the status of being made righteous, of covenant membership.
神的国，神掌权，指的是神的主权和神的救赎，掌控着整个世界。在现今是通过复活的主耶稣基督，但在那将来，那些完全被救赎的人类也将掌权。而这些人现在将被分别开来，因着神所赐的被称为义的地位，这地位的。所有会员都是契约性的。
Therefore, in translating Romans 5, I put parentheses between verses 13 to 17, because verses 13 to 14 is an aside dealing with sin and death between Adam and Moses, and verses 15 to 17 is another aside dealing with the imbalance between human sin and God's grace.
因此在斯穆斯的翻译中，在罗马书第五章是不是在第十三到十七节间加了两个括弧啊？因为在十三到十四节讲的是罪和死在亚当和摩西里，第十五到十七节讲的是人的罪和神的恩典之间这样的一种不平衡性。
Paul makes his main point in verse 12, but there is no immediate conclusion to his so that in verse 12.
保罗在十二节讲到了他主要想要提的观点，但在十二节后面并没有紧接着接下来提到这样的一个结论。
The conclusion to the so that is found in verse 18 with the word consequently therefore.
这结论是在第十八节，十八节的一开头就用因此如此说来。
The word transgression means the willful breaking of a command.
过犯，犯罪这个词指的是故意违背一个诫命，一个命令。
I have highlighted the word sin, death, and grace because they are personified in this passage.
斯穆斯强调了罪、死亡和恩典这三个词，因为这几个词在这里被拟人化了。
Sin is the spirit of Satan, which controls human beings.
罪是撒旦的灵，辖制着整个人类。
Paul uses the word sin or sin 45 times in Romans. Paul uses these words about 10 times in the rest of his letters.
保罗在罗马书里头用罪这个词多达45次，在其余的保罗书信里总共有10次。
In verse 14, Paul talks about sin reign. He uses the verb meaning to reign as a king 5 times in this passage.Which he uses the word 4 times in the rest of his letters.
在十四节，保罗谈到罪的辖制，他用的这个词啊，表明好像像王一样掌权，在这里用了五次，在其余的保罗书信里面共有四次。
In verse 14, Paul refers to Adam as a prototype. In other words,Adam is the representative of all sinners.
在十四节里面，保罗将亚当称作预表、预象，也就是说，亚当是所有罪人的代表。
Paul sees Adam as a collective personality which represents all sinful humanity.
保罗将亚当看作是人类的所有的集合，代表着人类的一切的罪性。
In the same way, Christ.The representative of all humanity who has been made righteous because of God's grace for those who are united with Christ.
同样，基督也是另外一类的代表。基督代表着因着神的恩典，借着与基督联合，被神称为义的所有的人的一个集合。
Paul clearly points out that within the contrast between Adam and Christ, the balance is not the same.
保罗清楚地指明亚当和基督之间的区别不是等同的。
He insists that the act of Christ and its results far outweighs who was done and lost in Adam.
保罗坚称基督所做成的远超过在亚当里所做的所失落的。
Instead of a statue being knocked over and replaced, think now of two different statues facing one another across the town square.
不是一个雕像被打翻了后换了一个新的。想象一下，在这个市的广场里面有两个不同的雕像相对而立。
The first is sad and a deep, grim figure.
第一个是哀伤忧郁的样子。
It is the death mask of a once noble character who through a life of folly and dissipation bears now on his face the unmistakable signs of decay that results from such a course.
一个曾经是高贵的人，因着愚蠢的消耗的一生，现在脸上被死亡笼罩着。
The second is all life and excitement, looking as if at any moment it might do aerobic tricks out of sheer exuberance.
第二个却是有鲜活的生命，是非常的令人激动，看起来好像是因着生命是如此的丰富，以致任何时候。都能像杂技演员般能够上演杂技。
That gives you something of the flavor of the contrast in these verses between two types of men.
这会帮助，或许会帮助你明白这几节经文里面关乎这两类人之间的区别。
Paul is going to say much more in the coming chapters about these two prototypes, so it is well to get to know them as soon as we can.
保罗会在接下来的圣经的罗马书的章节里面对这两个人的代表有着更多的讲述，因此我们不妨早一点的知道。
The first is of course Adamic humanity, the humanity that reflects the one man Adam, who breaking God's command brought sin and death into the world.
第一类是亚当里的人性，这一类人体现在亚当里，亚当违反神的命令，将罪和死带入世界。
Picture of humanity in a state of sin is indeed a sorry one.
世人活在最终的光景的确是让人非常遗憾。
Verse 18 tells us that sin brings condemnation.
第十八节罪导致了被定罪。
Verse 19 tells us it means that those who live in a state of sin have the status of being sinners. They are not that especially good people.Who sometimes do bad things, but are basically flawed people whose flaws reveal themselves repeatedly in specific acts of sin.
第十九节提到，意味着所有活在罪中的人都是罪人，他们不是本质上是好的人，只是偶尔干坏事。恰恰相反，他们本质上是坏的人，他们的坏体现在他们常常犯特定的罪行。
By contrast, a new type of humanity has been let loose into the world through the righteous act of the one man, Jesus the Christ.
相反，在这世上有一类全新的人类，借着耶稣基督一个人的义行被释放得自由。
The word I've translated as righteousness carries all the echoes of covenant faithfulness, which have such an important part.In Paul's argument up to this point.
是不是把这个义字翻译成盟约的里的信实是相一致的？这也是保罗在这里所要论述的主要的观点。
Here Paul is summing up what he said about Christ's faithfulness in Romans 3:22.
在此，保罗将罗马书三章二十二节关于基督的信实在这里做了总结。
His righteousness, which is in verse 18, and his obedience, verse 19, are ways of describing what Jesus did, supremely going to his death in such a way as to bring out Paul's belief that this was the climax of God's saving plan.
十八节基督的义，十九节基督的顺服，是来描述基督耶稣所做的，主要是通过耶稣的死。以此带出保罗的信仰，也就是神救赎计划的最高峰。
When God entered into the covenant with Israel, It was so that Israel could be the means of dealing with the evil that had infected God's world.
当神与以色列人立约的时候，神是希望以色列人或许可能成为对付罪的方式途径，而罪的污染了神所造的世界。
Now in Christ Jesus, that purpose has been realized.
现在在耶稣基督里，神的目的已经达成。
The renewed human beings who result from this act are declared righteous already in the present, as we have seen.And they are assured of life in the future.
经由耶稣所行的被更新的人们被称为义人，并不只是有当下心间存在的义，而且也是被确定将来也有生命。
This is the meaning status of righteous one in verse 19.
这就是十九节义人所处的一个状态。
These verses emphasize.As well, the universality of both Adam's sin and Christ Jesus' saving act.
这些经文也强调了亚当的罪和耶稣基督救赎行为的普遍适用性。
These things were not done on behalf of one segment of humanity only, but for all, Jew and Gentile alike, as Paul has emphasized repeatedly in the previous chapters.
这些不只是代表某个特别的族群而已，而是为所有的人，包括犹太人和希利尼人，正如保罗在前面的章节中所反复强调的一样。
Through Jesus Christ, the righteousness or the covenant faithfulness of God has been visibly presented without the law of Moses, which is an oblique echo of Romans 3:21.
经由耶稣基督，神的义被显明出来，不是经由摩西的律法。像在罗马书五章二十一节中所说，这一节也间接地回应了罗马书三章二十一节。
The obedience of Jesus is thus the means by which God's righteousness, His covenant faithfulness, has been effected.
由此，耶稣的顺服也是实现神的义的途径，而神的盟约里的信实已经被削弱了。
This theme picking up the faithfulness of God, Jesus.In chapter 3, awakened echoes both linguistic and theological of Isaiah 53, which is already hinted at in Romans 4:25.
无论是在罗马书中三章中所提到的耶稣的信实，无论是在用词上还是在神学上，同样都是在回应以赛亚书53章，这个也反映在罗马书第四章二十五节里面。
As in Philippians chapter 2 verses 6-11, Paul has drawn together his view of Jesus as the true Adam.
正如在腓立比书二章六到十一节里面，保罗将他所认为的耶稣看成是真正的亚当。
This view is focused on Jesus' obedient death, as seen as the act of grace by which the true God is revealed.
这一观点的中心是耶稣的顺服以至于死，借着这满有恩典的行为将真正的神给活出来体现出来。
Jesus, the innocent one, the one person who has done nothing wrong, represents God's whole rebel world. With us who are rebels, unclean, unfaithful, unloving, unholy. So that he may take that sin,as it were, in himself and deal with it, and give us instead his holiness as a robe, his purity as a gift and a power.
这一无罪的、没有任何过犯的耶稣，代表了神的整个叛逆的世界。因为我们是叛逆的、不洁净、不信实、不可爱、不圣洁的人，耶稣将罪背负在他自己的身上，来独立承担。他却给了我们圣洁的义袍，他也给了我们赐给我们礼物，洁净的礼物和能力。
In his death and resurrection, Jesus identified himself as the representative of the people of God.
通过他的死和复活，耶稣将自己认同于一切属神人的代表。
Paul can present Christ Jesus as the climax of the story only because he presents the end time.Power of the resurrection. which can defeat sin and death. This is also the climax of the Adam, Christ Adam comparison in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 21 to 26, 45 to 49.
保罗将耶稣基督作为故事的高潮来呈现出来，是因为他将末世这样这复活的大能给体现出来。这一大能能将人和罪和死亡都战胜了，这也是基督亚当这一对比的中心高潮，这么在腓立比书中第二章五到十一节和哥林多前书十五章二十一到二十六节和四十五节到四十九节所记录的一样。
So let us praise the Lord, for Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed.
所以呢，让我们感谢赞美我们的神，基督复活了，基督的确复活了。
Amen.
Amen.